This show is a member of the Freak Network. Go to www.thefreaknetwork.com to get your freak on.
7, year of our Lord. I've got some silverware rattling here in the chair next to me. Assholes behind me trying to get around me. And I'm listening to NPR, and now I'm shutting NPR off. Okay. Okay, it's Tuesday. It's about 4:15. I'm headed home on the old Cornhusker Highway or Cornhusker Road or whatever they call it here in LIN. Not sure what I wanted to talk about today. I've got a few topics. First of all, I recorded a couple shows. Well, I attempted to record a couple shows. They didn't turn out so well. Evidently, my recorder was full. I had some other files on it, and after so many minutes, it just stops, and it doesn't save the recording that you're doing. So, I had a full card, and when that happens, things don't save. And it took me about a week to figure that out. Hopefully today I won't have that problem. I think I've cleaned everything up. And, should be okay. But one of the things I've been trying to do at home is back up my hard drive. And I don't know if there's anybody out there that knows of a quick and easy, dirty, way to do this, that's, you know, cheap or free. I've got an identical hard drive to what I have in my machine, identical size, I should say, USB, a USB, hard drive, and, I've just been having some problems with the Microsoft version of backup, or whatever they call it. After it gets so far, it just kind of quits. It's some sort of delay write failure or something like that. I don't know what that means. It's like it tries to write to the drive, but it can't for some reason. Come on, little recorder. There we go. Trying to put my recorder in my pocket so I can talk into the microphone a little more clearly. And you get probably a little less road noise this way. So yeah, if there's anybody out there that knows how to do this, let me know. I'd like to know. The Windows backup utility doesn't work so well. I'm trying to do a full backup One of the things that I did try, and I should see if it worked, there is a files and folders program in System Tools, and it's basically a way to, like you have a new computer and you want to transfer all your settings over to the new computer from the old computer, you can do that sort of thing. And I think what it does is it creates a backup. It ran a lot faster than the backup that's available. So I'm going to try that, I guess. I don't know, we'll see. I still am running an incremental backup on top of that. Just to, you know, get things to change over time. Really, the thing that I'm concerned about are program files and things like that. Of course, when my computer crashed a while ago, all the programs and stuff that I was worried about losing, and I did lose some on one computer, but not the other. Blah, 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 blah. Of course, Microsoft Office didn't come back. I had to reinstall that. And there you go. I'm going to pick up some speed here. I am driving down I-80 in my vintage Acura Legend, 1991 vintage. Still a very good car. It's 149.5. I just passed leaving Lincoln, so we've got 150,000 miles on this bad boy, and it still runs like a champ. See, some of the topics I wanted to talk about, or I did talk about, but didn't get recorded. I don't know if this made the last cast or not, but I ordered a whole bunch of stuff off of Woot. It was Woot. Most of it was from Woot. One of them, a Linksys Windows Media Extender. Yeah, a Linksys Windows Media Center Extender. Basically, if you're not familiar with Windows Media Center, basically what your computer turns into is a digital VCR, or you can use it as a digital VCR if you've got the proper television card in there. And trust me, if you listen to some of my casts back in February or April of 2005, or was it 2006, I think it was. I had bought a computer and it just didn't work, and eventually HP sent me a different model number that does work. But what the Media Extender does is it'll beam the television signal over into your living room from your computer. Just about anything that you have on your computer you can play, with the exception of several video types or codecs or whatever you want to say about that. It doesn't play all the videos, but it'll play, you know, the files that it actually records. WMV files it'll play. Like I said, you can beam the TV signal or the recorded shows over to your television in your living room. I did figure out how to stream, internet stream, yeah, internet streams, get internet streams onto that media extender. You basically create a playlist in Windows Media Player, and it picks up that playlist, and you just put your Shoutcast or whatever stream in there, and it'll play it. At least it works for Shoutcast type things. I don't know about other things, but so that works pretty good. One of the other things that I bought on Woot was a 30 gigabyte Zune Brown, of course, because, you know, eventually Brown will not be in vogue, and hey, why not a Brown Zune? The Zune, yeah, the iPod killer, not really. I brought both devices with me today. They both seem to have about the same battery life. I've actually been listening to the iPod a lot more than the Zune. For the simple fact that I like to listen to podcasts, and I listen to a lot of podcasts with my iPod. And one of the things, there's several things that the Zune doesn't do. One of them, you basically have to either create like a smart playlist for your podcasts. And basically what I did is, let me back up a little bit. Wow, that boat's fucked up. There's a boat going down the road with a big hole in the side. What the Zune can do, which I wish iTunes would do, it will monitor a directory for you. So you just put in a path for a directory, and it'll monitor that directory. So if anything new pops up in that directory, it'll automatically load it to your library, your music library or whatever. So, you know, I drop my podcast path in there. So whenever new podcasts pop up, they'll automatically get synced to the Zune. And then from there, you can create a smart playlist. I don't know exactly what they call it in the Zune. It's a playlist that will, you can set up just like you can on iTunes. So what I do is I say, okay, anything that's got a genre of podcast and that is played less than one or equal to zero or whatever, podcasts that I haven't listened to. And then in that playlist, it'll add all the podcasts that are not listened to yet. What it doesn't do that the Apple device does is after you listen to the podcast, it doesn't increment the play count up one. It still leaves it at zero, so it keeps it in that playlist until you sync the device again. One of the other disadvantages of the Zune is that it will not do a resume play on music files or audio files. It does on video files. So you can stop a video in the middle and then, restart it from where you stopped. Not the case with the audio files. So if you're listening to a podcast and you want to go ahead and skip ahead to the next one, And then you want to come back around and listen to the one that you were listening to. It'll start over from the beginning again. And what a pain in the ass that is if you have a 1 hour or 2 hour show out there. You basically have to fast forward to where you think about where you were. Yeah, not so user-friendly on the podcast side. One of the nice things about the Zoom that I have been using it for is the radio, the built-in FM radio receiver that is in the Zoom. I've been using it to listen to football games and whatever while I'm working in the yard. One of the things I wish it had was an AM receiver. A lot of these digital devices do not have AM receivers. AM is still alive and well where I live, and probably some of the better programming that I like to listen to is on AM. Not so friendly, I guess, for me and my taste, but you know, all the FM radio around here is clear channel type radio. So I don't listen to a lot of music. One of the cool things about the FM receiver is that it allows you to, it doesn't allow you to do it, it just does it. It puts the song and the station data on the screen. I know there's certain pieces of data that are transmitted along with the FM signal. So if I'm listening to, I think it's 93.3, it's a country station, but they actually play the football games, the local football games here on that station, so it'll say 93.3 country, I think it's called US 93.3, and then it'll say, you know, Brooks and Dunn, My Maria, or whatever the song is that's playing. So, you know, that's kind of cool. It's got a, as far as I know, infinite preset list. It's a little wonky on how you select presets, and I wish it would take some of that data that it gets from the radio station and put that next to the playlist, like, you know, 93.3, US 93 country, put that on the playlist. All it does is put the frequency out there. The tuner is really, really fast when you're switching channels. You don't have to wait a long time for it to tune in. You know, really, real similar to what you have in your car. Once you hit the button, it'll go to the next station right away. You know, I've got a stereo receiver at home. It takes a little bit, especially when it's scanning, to go to the next station. And I'm sure what they have in there is just, you know, a standard small FM receiver chip. I know they sell those sorts of things today. You basically can get a radio on a chip these days, so I'm sure that doesn't take up a whole lot of space in the device. It is a little bit bigger than the iPod. It doesn't have any games. It's one of the things I like about the iPod. It's got some games. The other thing it does not have, and I kind of hope it does someday, is a sleep timer. I like the iPod for the fact that it's got a sleep timer. I don't like where they put the sleep timer. I wish you could add that option to you know, your menu. When you click on menu, I wish that was an option somewhere on the iPod, but it doesn't have a sleep timer. The best alternative that I've heard or read is to create a small playlist, much like you can do an on-the-go playlist with the Apple device. You can do the same sort of thing with the Zoom. I think you can only create one playlist, and I don't know if you can delete things from it, but and I don't think you can on the Apple device either, but you can create a small playlist, and then, you know, when that playlist runs through, then it'll shut down. It won't have anything else to play, and it'll shut itself down. So there's a little bit of an alternative there November 12th, November 13th, somewhere around there, they're going to push a new firmware for the Zune, so I'm kind of excited to see that, to see what it'll let you do. One of the things that the Zune device has, that the, I should say, fifth generation iPod that I have, does not have, is a Wi-Fi connection, or Wi-Fi built in. The Wi-Fi on the Zune is basically to talk to other Zunes. It doesn't let you do anything else with that Wi-Fi connection. In the new firmware, what they're going to let you do is sync your music or playlist via Wi-Fi somehow. So I don't know if you'll be able to jump into their little music store and download stuff. Let's say you're at Starbucks and you want to listen to things. It doesn't look like that's going to be the case, but I could be wrong. I think it'll basically just work from your, you know, your base machine to the Zune. So, and I'm sure they'll have the Zune to Zune feature, which would be pretty cool if you could find some other people with Zunes hanging around. But I haven't found anybody with a Zune to, you know, be social with. I'm sure there's all kinds of things they do with that connection so you can't pass viruses and that. You know, with the iPod, what was I reading? They have sold over 150 million iPods. I don't know how many Zunes they've sold. My estimation was under 2 million, and that could be inflated. And then again, with the iPod thing, they probably are talking about all the variations of iPods, shuffles, nanos, minis, picture, video, touch. Maybe they got the iPhone in there too, I don't know. But with that many products out there, the iPod is a little more hackable. At least some people have figured some things out. As far as I can tell, the Zune, there is nothing you can do with the firmware, anything like that, that anybody has figured out there. So it sounds, you know, it looks like the Zune is pretty solid on the firmware side as far as, you know, being able to change it. You can't do it. You basically can't do it. One of the things I do like about the Zune, you know, I've talked a lot about negative things with the Zune. One of the things I like about the Zune is its ability to be skinnable or themable or whatever you want to say. You can choose, I think there's 3 onboard themes. I haven't really looked into it that far as being able to, you know, download more themes and add those to your player. You can add, you know, pictures, JPEGs, whatever. And then you can actually select a JPEG and use that as your wallpaper on your Zune. So that's pretty cool. You can, you know, put your own picture on your Zune and that'll be your wallpaper for the Zune. Pretty cool. I wish Apple would do that. I don't know what they were thinking there. When you do make changes or, you know, I was just thinking, you know, you could have some contrast issues if you had a really dark picture, a really light picture. But what the Zune does is when you click into the menu, it puts a gray, transparent, whatever you call it, window or block. And then I believe the text is in white on top of that. So if you did have a, you know, really dark picture, a really light picture, you still can see the text in that. So, I don't know what the Gen 6 iPods, the classic iPod, or whatever they call it, what it does as far as pictures and things like that. I know it works a little bit different than this Gen 5 iPod, where you just basically have a white background. You can't change it unless you use iPod Wizard, and I haven't been brave enough to use iPod Wizard. I don't want to screw up my iPod. Lord knows I had problems with that already once with the Rockbox software. Oh, Lordy. Just for your information, I've just crossed over the Platte River Bridge a few minutes ago, and I am now exiting the construction zone here on I-80. So, the podcast landmark has been passed, and I'm over halfway home now, so just for your information. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. The other thing that really kind of aggravates me about the Zune and the Apple device, too, why in the hell? Well, I know why. But why in the hell did they use these proprietary connections to sync with the Apple? I actually sent the iPod to California with my wife, and I thought I had a way to charge this thing without having a computer, but I didn't. The way I thought it would work didn't work. I was going to send her a USB 2 hub and use that as a way to charge the device. That didn't work, so we ended up having to go to the little electronics store. Well, I shouldn't say little, large electronics store in Omaha and getting a USB adapter charger thingy. It came with a iPod connection cable that only allows you to charge. There's no data. Data cannot be transferred down the cable, so that kind of sucks, but I have an extra cable, I guess, if I want to charge this thing up. Oh, that was weird. And, yeah, the Zune connection is completely different than the Apple. I thought it was actually the same thing. It looks an awful lot like it, but it is just a little bit different in width. I think it's actually a little bit skinnier and maybe a little thicker. And I'm sure somebody's got pinouts and all that for this thing. And I'm sure, I don't know, I didn't really go there. Let's say, I'm sure if you go around to, God, what the hell's making all this noise? Jesus Christ. God, buddy, get a muffler. Anyway, yeah. It's interesting, so. Exercise and futility I had. I still may get it to work. I kind of lost interest in it after about 4 or 5 hours dicking with it. I bought a Netgear router And I was thinking I could set it up as an access point and basically connect a computer to this device and then use that device kind of like a, a game, game interface type of thing. One of the things I found is you cannot connect a router to a router wirelessly. So, these are my thoughts on how to do it, okay? And it kind of sucks that I may just have to break down and buy another wireless interface. I'm going to kick it up here a notch. Everybody's passing me. The way I think I can use this router, well, let me back up a little bit. One of the issues I have is I have a Windows 98 machine. And basically anything out there today, and this isn't anything special, any special kind of machine. It's just got a 4 or 8 gig hard drive. You know, I just want to use it, for the kit or whatever. Or maybe use it to record stuff with Audacity. Anything out there today, you have to have Service Pack 2, Windows 98. Of course, Microsoft doesn't support Windows 98. I can't get an update for that. It's an operating system. As well, none of the Linux distributions, at least last time I tried, and it's been a few years, support the type of wireless dongle I have. I've got a Belkin wireless dongle that I use on one of my XP machines to, you know, do the wireless sync, wireless connection. And I actually bought two of these things at the time. They were on sale for about $20. And I bought one for about $20, $21, and then the other one I ended up buying for about $30, I think it was. And one of them I basically just wore out. The connections on the USB connector and the circuit board are a spring type connection, and the board and the USB connector are a little bit loose, so to kind of crick this thing or bend it a little bit so that it mashes up against that, and it's not very stable. So what I was thinking, and I haven't got this to work, and I really haven't played around with the router enough to get it to work correctly, but use that other router to establish another network, okay? And what I would do is either on my main machine, or probably my main machine, not my satellite machine out there, but on my main machine, is put one of these wireless adapters, wireless dongles on that, have it connect to the Netgear hub versus the Cisco hub, or Cisco router. I got it hardwired into the Cisco router. Okay, and then wirelessly connect to what I call Network Toto, and then put the Netgear device out on the Windows 98 machine, where I, you know, use the cable to plug into that, and then, you know, have basically two networks in the house, and do that sort of thing, and share that connection with the main machine to get the internet on the Windows 98 machine. I don't know, what do you think? Will it work? I haven't actually got the Windows 98 machine out and up and running, but I haven't had any luck connecting to the Netgear router using the dongle, but then again, like I said, I have to kind of put this dongle on its side and put something on top of it. I was using the iPod, then I thought, well, maybe the microwaves are not so good for the iPod. But used like a weight to make that connection stay connected between the board and the connector. I also thought about soldering it, but then I thought, well, I'll probably destroy the goddamn thing with heat trying to get it to solder, so I didn't do that. So, I don't know, what do you think? Actually, you know what I'm going to do today? I told my wife I was going to be working a little bit late, and I decided to leave on time today. I'm going to actually go up to CompUSA and see what I can find there, if I can figure out a way to get there without running into a bunch of traffic. I think I've got an idea. I'm going to go up 680. Where am I at time-wise today? 34:29. Wow. Thought we were a lot further along than that. But I guess not. Okay. So, yeah, if anybody's got any ideas on that, let me know. Like I said, I've recorded a couple other shows, and I don't know if I'm going to cover all the topics I covered in those, or if those topics are even relevant anymore. Let's see. Some other things about myself. I had a physical a couple weeks ago. Doggone it, you know what? I should have called my doctor today. Trying to make a few changes diet-wise. Just in my cholesterol is, you know, borderline or a little bit high. So I'm going to try and do something about that. Cut out all the fatty foods that I eat, trying not to eat any takeout or drive-through types of things. Haven't done really well in that, but you know what? I've done better than normal, so. And today I had to have a Snickers bar, and that's not good. A lot of fat and a lot of calories, and ugh. Something that tastes so good, why is it so bad for you? I don't know. It's basically a meal in a bar. One of the other things that I've started to do again, and I'm not sure why I stopped doing this, but I was taking a vitamin, you know, that covers all the bases, you know, multivitamin thing. And, I started taking that again. And, you know, the last couple days, well, back up a little bit, you know, I started to do some reading on cholesterol and things like that. And, you know, one of the things that I always seem to have problems with is energy and motivation and just feeling exhausted all the time. And one of the things that I've always heard about and you read about it in tabloids or whatever is celebrities getting a B12 shot before they go on stage or whatever. And I thought, well, geez, okay, there's one. Let's see if I can add some B12. And then also reading about cholesterol, or I think I actually heard it on a radio show, that this one individual is taking niacin to reduce his cholesterol. I thought, well, geez, niacin, let me look that up. That's a B vitamin. I think it's a B3 vitamin. It's only about, you know, 84. B vitamins out there, so I found a B complex, or whatever you call it, yeah, B complex vitamin. It's kind of stinky, but smells vitamin-y. So I started taking that on top of the vitamin that I'm already taking, so we'll see if that helps. I've been taking it for two or three days, I guess, now, and I don't know, I haven't got a whole lot of sleep in the last couple days. And I've actually been doing pretty good on little bit of sleep I've had, so I don't know. Maybe that's a ticket. Kick up the B12, the B6, the B3, whatever Bs are also out there, and have at it that way, I guess. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Maybe that cholesterol will go down. I've kind of got a 6-month goal to have that checked again, and you know, every time you do a diet thing, it's always such a challenge. It's a lifestyle thing, you know. And, you know, you do so well, and then you slip back into your old habits. And I've really been trying hard. I'm going to really try hard this time and see if I can do something. And, trying to eat a few more grains and a little more fiber and a little more fruits. Holy crap. Maybe some more vegetables. North is what I want here. I'm kind of in the heart of overpasses and interchanges here. I am in Omaha proper now, so gotta kind of be careful about what I'm doing here. Get assholed by an asshole. I'm on 680. I just crossed over the I-80, eastbound, westbound, and now I'm going north on 680. Just going past the West Center exit. And the traffic is looking a little bit heavy, but actually not too bad. Actually not too bad at all. Sure, at 5 o'clock, it is 5 o'clock now, 4 minutes till 5, it's going to really get crazy. Yeah, I got people passing me on both sides again. So what else is going on? I've been drinking a lot more coffee lately, and I don't know what my deal is with that. A couple weekends ago, I think I had coffee from 2 or 3 different coffee places. I think when my wife went out of town at the airport there. There's a Scooters. I voted the best coffee place in Omaha. Best mocha smoothie on earth. You can get your smoothie in decaf if you want, unlike Starbucks that, what do they call them, a jamocha shake? No, that's Arby's. A frappuccino, that's what they call them. They're a little bit over $4. They're a little expensive, but you know what? I figure I don't go to bars. I don't drink in bars. If I do drink in bars, it's usually beer. But if I was going to have a mixed drink, it would be, you know, $4 or better. So, I guess, you know, that's kind of how I justify myself on having a smoothie every once in a while. Like I said, I've been drinking a lot of coffee, just straight coffee. Saturday, I think I had a couple coffees, Scooters and a Starbucks. Week before, I think it was Scooters and Seattle's Best. I'm not a big fan of Seattle's Best, but want some coffee in a pinch, it'll work, I guess. some decent coffee. And you know what else? From the little convenience store, Casey's, I've been drinking some of their coffee, and it's actually not too bad. Kind of get down to the bottom of the cup, and it tastes like cardboard, but it's actually not that bad. I think they have a couple different blends. And are my lights on? Yes, they are. Gosh. I don't know why my lights were on. Jeez, I hope I didn't leave them on all day. Maybe I did and just didn't know it. Battery should be charged. So, yeah, I've been drinking a little bit more coffee. I'm now on the Dodge, about 90th and Dodge here in Omaha. Where all the big buildings are, where people make lots of money, and I don't. 93rd and Dodge here. American Family Insurance. A lot of insurance companies in Omaha. A lot of financial institutions, banks, big banking here. Insurance. And medical, too. Those folks make a lot of goddamn money. Now I'm at 90th and Dodge. I did stop here. Head over to CompUSA if it still exists. I know they filed bankruptcy or said that they were going to close a bunch of stores, but as far as I know, the one here in Omaha still exists, so I'm going to drop in there real quick and see if I can find some gadgets. I'm fighting a little bit of a cold here. I kind of came down with it. There's a vintage Acura next to me there. A little bit of body damage. Yeah. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Traffic is getting crazy here. I'm going to try and get over. I've been drinking a lot of coffee. I've had a slice of Zio's pizza in the last week or so, and life's been all right. Work's driving me crazy. I don't want to talk about that. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Let you guys go. See if I can get into CompUSA here without crashing. By the way, whatever the hell happened to Best Buy? Oh, now my phone's ringing. I gotta go. Talk to you later. Hey, hello.